The death of the rebate, why Spotify and Netflix perks are disappearing for years, the hook that brought millions of users into the crypto card ecosystem was the promise of free lifestyle subscriptions. Cards from Crypto.com, Binance, and Plutus practically became synonymous with free Spotify and Netflix rebates. However, in 2026, these perks have largely vanished or been heavily restricted. From VC subsidies to sustainable economics, the removal of these rebates represents a fundamental shift in the crypto card industry. The move from venture capital subsidized growth to sustainable unit economics. For users, this means the easy yield era is over, and they must now evaluate cards based on their core financial utility rather than their perks package. Why issuers are cutting fixed rebates. Crypto card issuers are phasing out subscription rebates because they are fixed cost liabilities that do not scale with market conditions. When token prices drop, the cost of providing a $13.99 Netflix rebate in tokens increases significantly, putting unsustainable pressure on the issuer's treasury. The customer acquisition cost, CAC, problem. In the early days, paying for a user's Spotify was a cheap way to acquire a customer. However, once millions of users joined, the monthly burn to maintain these rebates reached tens of millions of dollars. Issuers realized that perk hunters often sold their rewarded tokens immediately, creating constant sell pressure. The shift to percentage-based rewards. By replacing a $13.99 fixed rebate with a 2% or 3% variable cashback, issuers align their costs with their revenue, interchange fees. If a user doesn't spend, the issuer doesn't pay. This is a much more stable model for a long-term financial institution. The true value of lost perks. How much value was actually lost when these perks disappeared? Perk, former monthly value, former annual value, new sustainable equivalent. Spotify premium. $10.99, $131.88, requires $6,500 spend at 2%. Netflix, standard, $15.49, $185.88, requires $9,200 spend at 2%. Amazon Prime, $14.99, $179.88, requires $8,900 spend at 2%. The opportunity cost, math. To get the same $497 year in value that you used to get from free perks, you now need to spend nearly $25,000 annually on a card with 2% cashback. This highlights why the removal of these rebates felt like such a massive nerf to the average retail user. Regulatory pressure on marketing claims. The removal of perks often coincides with terms of service, TTOS, updates. In jurisdictions like the UK, FCA, and EU, ESMA, financial providers are under increasing pressure to ensure their marketing isn't misleading. Promising free Spotify forever is a high-risk claim if the provider knows they will likely cut the perk in 6 months. This has led to the rise of seasonal perks or merchant boosts that are explicitly labeled as temporary. Myths about perk cuts. A common myth is that the company is going bankrupt just because they cut perks. In many cases, it's the opposite. The company is maturing and trying to reach profitability. Another mistake is staying loyal to a card for a perk that has been capped. Many cards now limit rebates to the first 6 months only. Users should treat these as introductory offers, much like TradFi credit cards. Evaluating cards without perk blinders. When evaluating cards today, prioritize interchange-linked cashback and staking APR. A card with a sustainable 1% cashback is better than a card with free Netflix that could disappear or cause a token crash next month.